As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today.
Imagine you're at a job interview feeling confident until the interviewer asks you about a challenge that you have overcome. You immediately think about several accomplishments throughout your career so far, but then you hesitate. That inner voice pipes up saying, "They're not going to like that. You're going to sound like you're bragging." So you offer a weak answer. Really, you dance around a non-answer where you use a lot of words but communicate very little information. You know you could have provided something better, but for some reason, you don't know why, but you did not. Does this sound familiar? So most of us have this inner critic constantly undermining us. But here's the thing, that inner critic doesn't just sabotage us in our careers or our businesses, it seeps into our personal lives. We might hesitate to try new things, snap out at our loved ones because of our own insecurities, or we lose out on fun opportunities because we just don't feel deserving. And equip you with the tools that you need to design and live a life where you are thriving at work and at home. I like to say where you're winning at work and at home. So welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant, your host and your guide. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about this concept of borrowed belief. This whole thing of when you don't have that belief in yourself, there are times when you can borrow the belief from others. Last week, we talked extensively about a concept called a belief bank, where you're going through, you're writing these positive statements down, both things that you've said about yourself, things that others have said. And then every day, you're going into this belief bank, you're pulling this up, and you are reaffirming who you are. One of the reasons that we do that is to begin to build your energy and build your reserve to be able to overcome this inner critic. So today, I want to talk about something that in the past I've said about myself, and I gather that you may have said the same thing about yourself. If not, you may have heard someone use this exact phrase. Here it is. I am my own worst enemy. Why do we do that? Think about it. Think about all of the phrases that we use. I'm my own worst enemy. I'm my biggest critic. We normalize negativity. And again, I have to ask myself, why do I do this? I think one reason may be for imposter syndrome. And this is, listen, even highly accomplished people battle feelings of inadequacy, like they're going to be exposed as a fraud or an imposter. Imposter syndrome can make you believe that you're just not good enough, even in areas that are completely unrelated to work. It doesn't matter what you've actually accomplished. For some reason with imposter syndrome, you disassociate yourself from your accomplishments and you don't connect those good things with yourself. And you're in this situation where you just don't think that you're good enough. And we also live in a world that's obsessed with this polished, curated version of success. So it's easy to compare ourselves. We feel less than, and those things all fuel the inner critic. So sometimes this self-doubt, it may stem from childhood. Maybe it was well-intentioned, but overly critical feedback that shaped how we talk about ourselves. Maybe this was the expectation. And sometimes it's not even about feeling inadequate. There's a deep-seated fear of seeming arrogant or boastful. We've been taught that talking about ourselves or our accomplishments is bragging. So we downplay our own strengths, even to ourselves. When we consistently downplay our strengths, we subconsciously teach ourselves that our accomplishments mean very little. The same is true when you're advocating for your ideals. The ideals that you have are worth sharing. Listen, I want to let you know that you belong at the table. When you don't speak up and share your ideals, you rob the world of a valuable treasure. You rob the world of you. When other people consistently see us not speak up, we teach them, we really do by our actions, that we don't have anything worth sharing. And I don't believe that. I believe that you have things that are worth sharing. I believe that you inherently have value in that your opinions have value. Your take that you have on the project has value. Understanding how to package that information in a way that the people that you're communicating to can receive it, that's a whole nother skill set. And we may talk about that in other episodes, but the sheer fact that you belong at the table, that your ideals matter, your opinions matter, I really want that to sit in, because all of that self-doubt will fuel and refuel this negative self-talk. And so the problem is that constant negativity takes a serious toll. Maybe you don't walk around saying, I'm my own worst enemy every day. But what if some familiar patterns that are actually going on in your life are signs that this is the case? So take a moment and think. You're constantly putting things off. You're feeling paralyzed by decisions because you're afraid of making the wrong choice. Do you find yourself missing out on things that you actually want? Maybe you didn't apply for that job, or maybe there's a new hobby that you wanted to do, but because of that voice in your head that keeps telling you that you won't succeed, you don't even try. Maybe you even stay in situations that aren't making you happy. So whether that is a job or a relationship or any situation, and it could be because deep down you don't feel that you deserve any better or that you're not going to do any better. So these are all signs worth paying closer attention to. And the longer that pattern goes on, the bigger the impact. The more that we tell ourselves that I'm not smart or that I can't do it, the less confident that we feel. We might not raise our hand in a meeting, even if we have a great idea. So imagine, say, you always wanted to learn to play the piano or the guitar or to sing, but that inner critic whispers and says, you're uncoordinated, or you'll never get it, or you won't be able to sing in tune. So years pass, and guess what? That regret that you have. So that self-doubt squashes opportunities. And it's not just about the missed chances. If we constantly tell ourselves that we're not good enough, we subconsciously start making choices that confirm that belief. We sabotage our own efforts in our careers and businesses, even our closest relationships, and we create a cycle where we have these self-fulfilling prophecies. We're continuing to reinforce the negative things that we say we don't want, but we continue to impute those things to ourselves and our behaviors, and then we continue to act those things out. Listen, I know it may have sounded like that we've been talking about doom and gloom and how bad this is, but there is actually good news. I've often said that self-awareness is the greatest level of awareness, because you cannot change things that you are not aware of, or at least you can't be intentional about that change. So awareness of these challenges is really the first step in overcoming them. So while advocacy for yourself or your ideals might feel uncomfortable at first, it's an absolute skill that can be developed. Harsh self-criticism isn't a personality trait that you're stuck with. You can change the conversation in your head. This is about recognizing your worth, speaking up for your needs, and confidently owning your accomplishments. Here's the incredible thing, is that those benefits, really, it goes beyond that, because it's not just what you want in your career or in your business. This unlocks a whole new way of living. It's the gateway to the life that you want. So you transform from your own worst enemy to becoming your own best advocate. You take back control of your life. And so this transformation leads to better mental health, stronger and more authentic relationships. Imagine the ripple effect as you break free from self-criticism and inspire others to do the same. So just like we had this cycle of self-fulfilling prophecy, where you're speaking negatively about your ability, speaking negatively about your life. And so your thoughts and words translate into actions. Imagine if you're affirming yourself. Imagine if you're speaking positively about yourself and letting that become the self-fulfilling prophecy that reigns in your life. So yes, there is work involved in this shift, but there is a payoff, and that payoff is going to be absolutely life-changing. So I have a question for you. It's a really serious question. And they teach us in coaching not to really ask yes or no questions, but this is a yes or no question. You only have two options. I'm not going to give you the I'm not sure. Here's the question. Are you ready to begin this change? Are you ready to start this transformation from being your own worst enemy into your own best advocate? If you answer yes, then here are a few key areas that we're going to be focusing on over the next few weeks. One is cultivating self-awareness. Start thinking through exploring your strengths, your values, and your beliefs through reflection, journaling, perhaps working with a coach. These are all things that you can do to increase your level of self-awareness. When those negative thoughts come in, I want you to challenge those negative thoughts. So actively work on replacing self-critical thoughts with more empowering ones. You can go through the exercise that we've talked about the past few weeks with the belief bank. Another thing that you can do is learning through effective communication. So practice clear, assertive, not aggressive, ways to state your needs and opinions. Learn how to advocate for yourself and for what you want. Build in your support network. So seek out mentors, allies, and environments where this self-advocacy will be encouraged. So here's the call for action for this next week. I want you to start a simple journal. It can be a few words, a few sentences. It can be as robust as you need it to be. But when you hear that negative self-talk happen, what I want you to do is jot it down. I want you to keep track of it. Did it happen during a work meeting or maybe while you were interacting with your kids? What triggered it? If you don't know, it's okay to write, you don't know. So what exactly did that inner critic say? And how did it make you feel? Simply noticing these patterns is really the first step towards changing them. Knowing those patterns is the first step in growing in your level of awareness. So believing you're your own worst enemy really keeps you stuck. You're going to be playing small in every aspect of your career and your life. Here's the amazing thing. You have the power to change this story. The transformation is going to take effort, but the payoff is more confidence, more fulfilling work, and stronger relationships. And you are absolutely worth that effort. Your happiness is worth that effort. I would say that you deserve it. So in the next few weeks, we're going to start reshaping that inner voice and laying more of the groundwork for you to become your own best advocate. I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast, and that is this. Many people know what to do. Few people know how to do it, and there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and they are living the life of their dreams. I'm here to tell you that you deserve to be part of that select few. I'm here to tell you that the effort required to be part of that select few, you are worth that effort. You have the energy to do that. And if you don't believe that, what I want you to do is borrow my belief in you. Be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.